Blog Talk Radio.
Checking to see if we're on live and not Danny this time. But we are here with Danny.
We're here.
She's been sick for how long now?
For like a year and a half. But no, I've had a cold since like Friday.
Yeah, so she was suffering and we kept putting the show off. We haven't been on the air in like 7 days.
Oh my God. And everyone's probably going through serious withdrawal.
And we're on. What do you know?
So my voice is super jacked up and I might go into a coughing fit. So sorry about that.
Yeah, she's sounding a little beefy right now.
Well, I told you. I couldn't help it.
So what we're going to do tonight is we're going to start the show on the podcast. And then in about 10 minutes, we're going to switch over. Well, we're going to stay on the podcast, but we're also going to do a live feed at the same time. Danny will be doing it in the big group, the Crazy for Disney group.
On Facebook.
And she will be fielding questions. So we will do a Q&A tonight. So if there's anything you want to ask us or you're curious about or you just want our opinion on, get in there. Out of all the people we select to get questions from, one person's going to win an Incredibles 2 poster from opening night.
Wow.
Well, we have four of them.
Who's are you giving away?
I'm going to give away yours.
You didn't run that by me.
I'll give away our daughter's then.
You didn't run that by her.
I'll give away mine.
Good. Give away yours. Paul.
We'll get somebody's.
Paulie already hung his up.
Yeah, his is up and ready to roll. The other three are just sitting down here collecting dust, though. You can have yours if you want it.
Don't talk so sad.
Well, we'll get to a little bit of news real quick. And I also wanted to give Bill Murphy a shout out. He's got a group on Facebook called, what is it, Vacation to Florida
Vacation
Beyond.
Vacation to Florida and Beyond and blah, 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 blah.
It's so long. I never remember it. But anyway, he runs a car service. So he's basically like a glorified Uber / taxi. And he's filling up for the year. He says he just needs to get people in for November and December.
Wow.
Maybe a little October, too. But for the next couple months, he says he's just smashed. But if you guys are looking for any type of ride anywhere within Florida, whether you're looking to get to Disney or from an airport to Disney or anywhere, get a hold of Bill Murphy. Message him on Facebook. We've used him quite often.
I would highly recommend him. I mean, he's very, like, personalized with his service. He's very professional. Like, he keeps the book and writes down all of his appointments and everything. He's really
always on time. Usually too early.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
I mean, we've hired him some pretty early mornings for when we do like
our runs
and like he'll be there like 15 minutes. I'm still like throwing my underwear on you. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. So yeah, go check out Bill Murphy and you can see him also on his Vacation to Florida and Beyond page. Is that right, you think?
It's something about Florida and Beyond because he was afraid to use the Disney word.
Yeah, the reason why I brought him up, too, is there's a lot of hate groups out there that are just involved with Disney people. They go on Disney sites and they either mock people that post stuff or they have certain people they really despise. And Bill is one of them. I feel bad because Bill's a really nice guy. And they brought me up again today for some
reason. Ooh, really?
Yeah, because I'm friends with him, and that makes me an awful person.
I mean, here's the thing about Bill. He has a very strong personality, and he has a very strong, like, he's very opinionated, and he tells it like Like, he sees it.
Well, these people are just straight-up haters.
Yeah, but I mean...
they're some of the biggest idiots I've ever seen on the planet. And they'll literally go on to Disney pages, and they'll like, copy and paste, like, the most innocent post, and then mock them for no particular reason.
It's because they're miserable in their own pathetic little lives. That's why people do things like that.
Yeah, sad. So sad.
Sad for them.
So, yeah, we'll get to a little bit of news, and I'm going to have Danny go over to the group now and set that up so that she's kind of eating, too.
Yeah.
What are you eating, anyway?
Dried pineapple. It's delicious.
See, that's the difference between me and Danny. She's sitting here eating pineapple and water, and I'm sitting here drinking a Mike's Hard Lemonade.
You like pineapple. You probably like that.
I do like pineapple, but I'm in diet. It consists of Taco Bell and
alcohol. It's like candy. Well,
it's pretty brutal.
I mean, do you really want me to... comment on that? Or?
No, you don't have to comment on it. But one of the things we saw recently, well, since we've been on the air last time, is they've shown video of Toy Story Land at night, which Danny hasn't seen yet, but I've seen it. And it looks as amazing as I thought it would. You know, they've got those oversized Christmas-like lights like they do in Toy Story Mania. So that's really cool. It just looks beautiful lit up at night. And I'm really jonesing to get down there. Obviously, I'm going to wait until September. You know what I found out today?
What did you find out today?
While I was listening to some of our old podcasts, I do say obviously like every 5 minutes.
I told you.
It's like ridiculous. Must be a lot of obvious stuff going on, though.
Well, you think things are obvious that aren't really obvious.
Yeah.
Like, you don't really use it. I do not think. How does that go? I do not think that word means what you think it means from Princess Bride.
I thought it was pretty obvious. But anyway, yeah, so it looks really nice. We know a lot of cast members who have already ridden the Slinky Dog, which they all say they love it. They're not giving out any secrets because Disney puts a tight rope on them. They don't want them doing anything that they're not supposed to be doing.
What do you want me to call this?
I don't know. Call it a...
Oh, shoot. I need to switch around my... I don't like this. I'll get it set up and I'll put it in.
Danny's having technical difficulties.
Well, yeah, you like threw
crazy
me off.
Crazy Disney podcast live feed.
Just settle down.
All right. Calm down. Calm down.
You calm down.
So yeah, Toy Story Mania or Toy Story Land is looking beautiful. And for those of you that are going on the 30th of June, I'm jealous and I'm dying to see some video. I'm dying to see some pictures because, we won't be there till September. And what we're going to try to do is get the AP pass holder preview. I guess it's not a preview. What would you call it? Just a annual pass holder event.
Yeah. I mean, that's not even a definite, is it?
Yeah. Well, they're definitely doing it. We just gotta make sure we sign up for it. And then they're also doing Moonlight Magic in September. So we're going to try to squeeze both of them in the same weekend, if that's in the cards.
We're going
to
try.
That's what I just said. I said okay. Try. So, but we will get there September. And then our next trip is November. So we'll check it out twice this year, right?
Right.
Maybe I'll squeeze a third one in somewhere.
All right. So I think, hold on. Let me try.
Danny thinks she is live.
No, I'm not live yet. I'm trying to figure out this.
You don't have to get me on the video.
I don't want it to be just me.
Well, you're the one fielding the questions, and you're prettier than I am.
No, I don't like this thing. He has, just so you guys know what I'm grappling with, he has, like, this little thing to hold my phone, and it's not very good.
Well, you know what you should do? You should use the corner of the phone on the tripod stand. See the, there you go. Problem solving. You're not going to be able to get a small thing. Unless we did this. Hey.
All right.
Just go with one of you.
All right.
She's going to field questions that you guys might have. So jump on there. Crazy for Disney.
Facebook. Oh, now we're live.
Do you want me to?
Yeah. Hey, guys. I'm just going to say this real quick. We're doing the podcast right now. And if you're not listening to the podcast, you should be. But if you're not, we are fielding questions. So if you have any questions for us, no one is watching.
Well,
right,
they really got to get the second to get on.
And I'm eating. Oh, there's one person. So if you have any questions for me and Rudy, we're goofy tonight.
We are goofy.
If you have any questions about Disney, about Rudy, about anything, just post them. And I'm going to we're going to share them on the air and we'll answer them. And what are you giving away again?
We're going to give away one of the Incredibles 2 posters that we got from opening night of Incredibles.
Yes. So ask some questions. Hey, Kristen.
Yeah, and the poster's not huge. It's not a full-size, like, movie poster. It's one of the giveaways they gave away for the double feature.
Yeah,
and
it's probably
night.
Like an 11 by 14,
something
like that.
And they're very cool-looking, though. I've got one from Han Solo, too.
Carolyn, there must be one question you can ask us.
But we'll get into a little other news. They had more pictures from Galaxy's Edge. It's moving on along nicely, and I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
Are you excited?
I'm excited.
You don't even care.
I do care. I just don't care to the extent that you care.
Yeah, like, I'm, like, watching, like, if one new girder goes up, I'm, like, my mind's blown.
And I have a life, and I don't have time for that, so.
Yeah. I don't have much of a life.
I'm aware.
I just sit around.
As was pointed out by your requesting Candy Crush Live.
Yeah, why is everybody picking on me about that?
Only one person did. Game. Yeah, like 5 years ago.
And this is non-Disney related, but I am nationally ranked in Candy Crush. I think I am 15th in the country on Candy Crush.
That, I wouldn't brag about that. That's embarrassing.
Why is that embarrassing?
Because do you know how much time it takes to get to that point? It's embarrassing. Like, I'm embarrassed
for
you.
What if I'm just that good?
It's not what it is.
No. I'm 15th in the world, so.
Hey, everyone.
Deal with it.
Okay. Carolyn, wait, can we start doing questions? Or are we still doing news?
Yeah, I was gonna discuss one other thing real quick. Is my obsession with Legos, because I did another Lego set today, and boy, these things are getting like complicated. Like, when I used to build them, you built the base and then you kind of built up from the base, and now they connect from the sides, they open, they close, they do all sorts of crazy stuff. So I did an X-wing today, and boy, it was one of my favorite Lego sets I've ever put together. Now it's hanging up over your head.
I see that.
Yeah.
Well, Carolyn's question sort of ties in with that.
Go ahead.
She wants to know how I put up with all that Star Wars crap.
Well,
I believe that question is for me.
Okay, go ahead, and then I'll give you a rebuttal.
You'll give me a rebuttal? Okay. Here's the deal, Carolyn. I have pretty much resigned to the fact that I'm married to a 12-year-old in a
50-year-old
body. Nobody wants to see that. Well, maybe some people do.
Yeah.
Rudy's just a large child. And sometimes it's annoying. A lot of times it's annoying. But most of the time it's fun. We have lots of fun. He makes me laugh. And I like Star Wars. Like,
I'm a big dumb idiot.
You are a big dumb idiot. I like Star Wars. I'm not obsessed with it like he is, but I don't mind it.
I grew up with it. I mean, I've been...
It came out the year I was born, so I grew up with it too.
Yeah, but I mean, did you really... You were too busy watching New Kids on the Block and Nickelodeon. You weren't really paying attention to Star Wars.
I was too. I watched the Ewok movie and Star Wars.
That's unfortunate.
But I knew what the Ewok movie was. I don't want to miss anything.
But I do love Star Wars, and I probably do take to an extreme. But I do have a corner of our room down here that I have enclosed, so nobody actually even has to see it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really not a lot to put up with.
Except I have to sit in it. I don't care about sitting in it, but I'm super claustrophobic in here. Like, if you guys can see, like, this is all, like, the walls are closing in on me. My knees are, like, bumping up against the desk. Like, there's just not.
But I like that, like, tight-knit feel. I like it, like, cozy.
I like space. I like to be able to spread out.
You don't have to work out in here, and you don't have to, like, have arms and legs flail. You're just sitting here talking on a microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but you've got, like, the big cushy chair and everything. I kind of feel like I'm all, like...
Well, you have the big room for your office, and you have your cushy chair.
Well, yeah, I know that, but
I'm
usually
down here, like, twice a week for 30, 40 minutes.
I'm down here whenever you demand it of me. Yeah, no, guys never really do grow up. That's true, Carrie.
Yeah, why would you want to grow up, though?
I don't know. I mean, in a lot of ways, I haven't either, but I also have, like, responsibilities that I have to take care of sometimes. Do you guys have any questions for us? Because, like, everyone's commenting about you being a large child. But no one.
Everybody's just mocking me? Is that all it is?
Ask us some questions.
Give us a question, Jess.
There's a cough.
That's a good one.
Sorry.
Yeah, I guess the biggest thing Danny would have to put up with as well is what it cost to...
Don't even bring it up. No. Nope. What?
Are you really that mad?
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it in front of everybody.
Well, I mean, the good part is it's mostly filled up now, so I don't really have to get much more.
Really?
Unless I expand it again. So you might want to stay claustrophobic. Well, there's no real space in here to put anything, right?
I mean, keep making space.
Well, yeah, but I don't want to go any bigger than this.
Okay, good.
It's kind of cool.
Okay.
I want to keep it mellow.
Can I have that in writing? Yeah. Actually, I have it recorded.
Yeah, you have video proof of it.
Nobody has any questions. You guys know everything you need to know about Disney, about the Claires, about Rudy. How did we meet? Mark wants to know.
I've discussed this before. We actually have a Disney single page. It's Crazy for Disney Singles. And it's not necessarily like a hookup. site.
It's what does that have to do with how you and I met?
Well, give me a second. It all goes into, it'll work around. It's not just to kind of hook up or find a boyfriend or girlfriend. It's also set up so that you can find friends to hang out with when you're at Disney. Because we know a lot of people that go solo and like to meet people. So it's also for that reason. But I've been asked before in that group how we met. And it was on MySpace.
It was. Here's the truth of it. I had been living out of this area where my family lives for like almost 3 years, and I moved back, and I was just trying to like reconnect with some of my old friends, and I wasn't really big on like MySpace or anything. I had never done it, so I signed up for MySpace, and literally like 3 minutes after I signed up, I got this like message from this creepster who...
Was he bigger than me?
It was you.
Oh.
Who... must have been like searching for girls, because I don't know how else you would have found me.
Well, I don't know.
It was weird. It was a little creepy, but I was like, oh, you know, I'm friendly. So I talked to him.
How creepy was it?
But how long did it take me to even give you my phone number so we could talk on the phone?
I think it was like within 15 minutes.
Well, you know what? You're full of it. You're so full of it. It was like probably weeks and weeks.
You think?
I know.
Oh.
Because I was home when we started talking, and I remember the first time we talked on the phone, I was in Virginia visiting my aunt.
And,
so.
And we also, a lot of people ask, like, where we first met, because we did talk on the phone and talk on a computer quite a bit.
Yeah.
And this is another thing nobody ever believes me on, is we met each other for the first time at Taco Bell.
Yeah, but can I, like, people must think that I have, like, the lowest standards in humans.
You got a trophy husband, so.
Sure.
Okay.
No, we were supposed to go on an actual date. You were going to take me to like Red Lobster or something.
Right.
And then you had a bad headache.
Right.
And so we couldn't meet, even though I was like already out and like.
You were very persistent.
You're so full of
it. She could have denied us to the end of the world, but I said, let's just do it another night. And she just refused to let it go.
That wasn't it. I was pissed because I had already gotten ready. And I was, like, out, wait, you were late, because I don't know why.
Yeah.
And I should have just said, screw it, at that point.
Yeah, but you didn't. You kept bugging me to meet you, so...
That's so not true. You called me, like, 4 times. Remember I was at, like, the bookstore, just, like, wandering around?
Yeah, waiting
like,
for me.
Yeah, well, what else is new? I have to wait for you most of my life now.
Yeah, so we met at Taco Bell, and she pulled up what I like to refer to as the Sanford and Sunmobile, because she was just moving, and... She had a Saturn at the time, and when she pulled up, I could see, like, picture frames and lamps and all sorts of garbage in there. So,
it wasn't garbage. It was, like, actual stuff that I was moving. I was moving out of my apartment.
All I could hear was, din, 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 din.
And now you guys all know how old Rudy actually is. Nobody knows that reference.
They don't know Sanford and Son?
I guarantee you that, like, at least 75% of the people watching don't know that reference.
No, well, anyway. So, yeah, that was our big story, our big meetup.
That was your version.
I gave her, I think I let her order off the dollar menu. She got a Mexican pizza that she put down in about 30 seconds.
Those are delicious.
And the rest is history. I reeled her right in. Right?
Sure. yeah, so it was Taco Bell. No, I did not make the first move, Mark. That,
yeah, she did.
No, Rudy's so full of himself, and he's so full of baloney. Tammy, we've been married, it'll be 10 years in August.
10 long years.
We've been together for 12.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yep.
10 years of nonsense. Who
very,
would have thought?
Very, very long time. I'm trying to keep track of everything. This is confusing.
Yeah, we actually, we were a little crazy today getting ready because our son is graduating tomorrow, which is something that we never thought we'd see because he's not exactly the greatest student.
He's not. He just doesn't like school. He just doesn't really have a lot of ambition or motivation. But
yeah, so we're going to have his graduation tomorrow night, and then Saturday is his graduation party.
Yeah, so we have a lot going on. I need to get better. I'm so tired, and I don't feel good, and I'm like, I have to clean tomorrow, and I have to do all this stuff.
Do you have another question?
I don't think so, but if you guys, if I miss any, because that's the thing, is it's scrolling.
Well, look
as
for
we're
a
talking.
Question. I'm gonna comment on something while you're waiting for a question.
Are you gonna spew more lies or?
No.
Okay. If I miss any questions, you guys just post them again. I'm sorry. Actually, I did write one down. And then, did you want to say something important? Okay.
Everything I say is important.
Please. Katie Campbell wanted to know about the pass holder preview, if we have any information on it.
There has not been any information let out other than it's going to be in September and to keep an eye on your emails. And that's pretty annoying because they never even gave you like a window. It was basically keep an eye on it for the next few weeks. So like every morning, the first thing I do is check my emails,
right?
Check my spam. And we will post it within the group. Actually, I'll go and reserve my spot before I post it in the groups.
That's probably a good idea so they don't get it.
Spot. But yeah, it's basically like they...
Sorry, I'm sick.
It's basically like they did for the AP preview for Pandora. And what they did is they just randomly threw out emails and you had to quickly register because there were a lot of people that got the email that didn't act on them right away and did not get a spot.
Didn't get in, yeah.
So keep an eye out for that email and make sure you register immediately. It's not something that you want to be like, I'll take care of it later. I'll get to it later on
today. No, you have to do it right away.
Get right on it. I'm not sure how many dates they're going to give, but I would assume they're going to use the whole month of September. So probably if they're going to do them on Thursdays, it'll be 4 Thursdays.
Oh, you think they'll do different ones?
Well, here's the difference between this and the one they did for Pandora. Is Pandora wasn't open at the time. So what they did was they gave slots all day. So, you know, somebody would have a 10 o'clock slot, a 12 o'clock slot, and they moved people in and out throughout the course of the entire day. With Toy Story Land being open at that point, they're not going to close it for APs.
Mm-mm.
What they'll probably do is close the park early, like they do for a Christmas party. They'll close it at 6, and then they'll probably have blocks where they get people in that evening or in the morning or whatever they wind up doing. But, yeah, definitely keep your eye out for it and get on it.
And Karen made a good point, too, that I believe this is true. It's only for premium and gold passes.
You know what? It is. And here's the confusing part, is they said that the gold members or premiums can bring a guest. But then it says something about, like, the guest also has the gold.
Which doesn't make any sense, because, like, what's the point of bringing a guest then?
Yeah, I mean, that would be senseless. I'm hoping that's a typo and you can bring who you want. If that's the case, I'm going to leave you home.
Bye.
You're a silver.
No, Mark, we're not coming for the opening because it's
going to be insane.
Way too crazy down there and way too hot.
Yeah. I'm not big on crowds, so I'm not one that, like, has to be there opening day because – for me personally, it's going to take away from the experience if it's elbow to elbow and it's 900 degrees. There's no difference between seeing it now and seeing it 3 months from
It'll
now.
It'll be better because it won't be as busy.
Exactly. And, you know, if there's any issues with the rides, here's the down part about Toy Story Land. It's the same thing with Pandora. There's only two rides, basically. I know they count Toy Story Mania, but, you know, that's already existing. But the two new rides, if there's any type of mechanical issues with them and they shut down, it's going to create chaos because you're going to have so many people trying to get in there and see this stuff, and it's just going to be a mess. So I would rather they work out all the kinks because I've already heard one issue about Slinky Dog, and I'm not going to say what it is.
Right.
But it sounds like that may have mechanical issues within the first couple weeks. So I'd rather wait till they get all the kinks worked out, all the bugs taken care of, and go there when it's running smooth.
Yeah, I think that's a good plan. I'm trying to see if I missed anything. Oh, and I wanted to just, can I scroll this down? Am I going to screw anything up?
I don't know. Give it a shot.
No, I can do it. Shane DeLeon said, when I said that you were going to spew lies, he said, not lies, Rudy truths. I love that. Totally using that from now on.
Yeah, that's kind of...
That's like the, what do I always say to you? Oh, convenient theories for Rudy.
Well, they're always true.
No, they're not. all right. My mother's trying to call me.
She bothers us.
Mom, you should be in the group watching.
Yeah, why is she on the podcast?
Decline. Okay. Sorry, Mom. Let me see. I think we're good right now. Natalie Kay wanted to know about any upcoming trips and meetups.
All right, upcoming trips. November is booked. November, we have a meet and greet for November 4th, which is going to be one of the big ones.
Mm-hmm.
If we do go in September... We will be going in September.
We just don't know when yet.
We don't exactly know when.
So we'll be able to choose which weekend to go? Did you say
in
that?
In September?
Yeah, we should be able to.
I'm going to try to just grab the first one that's available.
No, I know, but I'm just concerned because I have a run booked that week or that month.
Just give me the dates. And I'll look it over. But anyway, if we do go in September, we will go in September. We'll probably throw a mini one together again where we met everybody at. Trader Sam's was fine.
I thought that was great. There was plenty of room for us, and it was fun.
So I would say look for a meetup in September, a quickie one. Dates will be posted. The November one's already up. We've posted that already. That one is going to be at Anaheim Produce once again.
Yes.
It's going to be from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock. And then I'm not going to say for those of you, even though I just said it, but for the people that were there at the last one, they know that we got together and did some rides afterwards. So
yeah.
If you're going to stick around for the entire time, at 7 o'clock, we'll probably do some rides. Like
this is new.
Yeah, this is like a little hand motion I'm
this
doing.
This is what Paul does. Paul always like talks with his
hands. I'm like letting the words flow through my hands. But yeah, it'll be at Anaheim Produce, which everybody loved because there was a lot of room to sit. There was a lot of food nearby, a lot of booze, which I need. And then we had the photo pass right outside that area,
yeah,
which
that
was
worked
phenomenal.
Out really well.
If you're in the group, the Crazy for Disney group, you know what? I think I took it down as our header, but I did post some of the pictures again yesterday. And boy, what a great time that was. For
it
just
was.
Like a few minutes to get together for a picture, it was a blast.
It's still my header.
Is it?
On my page, yeah.
Yeah, so we had a great time with that. So September and November, if you're looking for a meet and greet.
Yeah. And, I mean, I know Toddy sometimes organizes them, but you guys can always, you know, if you guys want to get together or whatever, post in the group. Actually, that's what the singles group is kind of for, right? You don't have to be single. Like, Rudy and I obviously are not single, but we're both in that group. And I see that people, like, organize meetups and stuff in there sometimes just to get together.
Yeah, that's one thing I love about our group is that it's created a lot of friendships. It's created a lot of mini groups within. We're, like, Shannon Trishler and Robin were together this week and hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
I know Mark Villanova goes out of his way to meet some people. Toddy tries to organize some, but she hasn't done any recently. But that's one of the things I'm most proud about the group is the friendships it's created and the fun we have.
Yeah. You talk too much to do this. There's, like, stuff going on, and you're,
you should just be watching. You don't have to look at my face while I'm talking.
Well, I understand that, but, like, they go
pretty.
Up. It's not.
No.
Shane wanted to know what my shirt says.
Is that the secret sauce one?
No, it's not.
No.
it says Shift Shop. It's a Beachbody program because I'm a Beachbody coach, but I have this shirt.
Well, you've got two shirts that crack
Well,
me
the
up.
One I bought, but the other one I earned through Beachbody, and it says Sweat is the Secret Sauce.
Yeah, that's like the grossest
thing
gross. Ever.
It is, but I love that shirt, and I love when I earn stuff from them, so I wear them because I'm, like, proud of it.
Maybe I ought to come up with a Secret Sauce Crazy for Disney shirt.
No.
A hashtag Secret Sauce on the back. Be like
Margaritos, yeah. All right,
and what's your other shirt?
Else. Oh, the one that says "Touch Me and Your First Lesson is Free," and it's got like two fists.
Which cracks me up because Danny is so like mellow, like I can't see. Her
oh, I thought it was
anybody.
Because you thought I was wussy, because I could punch somebody and
yeah,
I could
but
hurt
it
them.
Wouldn't hurt. You've hit me before.
Well, I've never actually like hit you with all my strength.
Oh, you've got more strength than what you hit me.
Yes.
With? No. Okay.
I wouldn't do it though.
Of course you wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't. But I could.
All the authorities on you. Abused husband.
You guys are cleaning. I don't know what that means. Oh, sweat is fat crying. I know. I love that one. I wish they would make a shirt of that.
Yeah, my fat has not been crying in some time.
Tara agrees with Danny. No secret sauce Disney shirt. Like, what would the secret sauce for Disney be?
I don't know.
Like melted ice
melted
cream,
cheese?
Melted Dole Whip.
Yeah, why not?
Sorry.
Boy, that cough is brutal.
Well, I mean, you're the one who made me do this tonight, so.
We have any other questions?
And do you guys have any other questions?
Get these questions in. I will talk about one other thing while you're looking for a question.
Okay.
Is we discussed in the last show how Comcast, and I know you hate this because you don't care about the business
cares?
Side of it. I do.
Yeah.
Comcast tried to outbid Disney last week. They put in a $65 bid to go and purchase Fox. And Disney did go ahead and up the ante, and I think they went up to $71 billion with a B, which is a ridiculous amount of money. But, I mean, Disney pretty much has to get this deal done because they want the rest of the Star Wars franchise. They want – Avatar is a big deal. I mean, they put a lot of money into Avatar Land.
Mm-hmm.
It would be kind of weird that your competitor owns the rights to it.
Yep.
And then there's Hulu, which Disney really wants to start a premium what would you call that, streaming service,
mm-hmm.
to compete with Netflix. They already own 30% of Hulu. If they purchase Fox, they'd give them another 30%. So that would be their streaming platform already set to go. All they would have to do is move all their content over there. So it's a big deal. And also with their ESPN, they just had an ESPN streaming service. They get all the Fox sports programming as well. So I think this is something Disney really needs to get done And obviously, putting out $71 billion, they feel the same way.
Fascinating. Can I get back to questions now?
Sure.
All right.
I'm going to have a little sip of Mike's lemonade.
Shannon has a really good question, but I'll get to Shane's first. Shane wanted to know the last time you had hair and if you have any pics. So can I answer
that? Do I have any pics?
Pics of your hair.
Oh, I do. I'll put them up later.
He, and I know exactly which picture he'll post. There's two different ones.
Which one will I post?
The one of you, like, leaning on the banister, like, with your hair.
No, I wasn't going to post that one.
Oh.
I like the one with the Rams shirt where it's
or the one in the Don,
so nicely.
The one in the Don Johnson outfit. That's a good one,
that
too.
That one's nice as well.
What the one in the Rams shirt where you cut out your high school girlfriend?
Yes.
You're such a jerk. But Rudy and I have been, like I said earlier, we've been together for 12 years, and he never had hair when we were together. There are some pictures of him from a few years before we met when he was holding Pauly as, like, a probably 2 or 3 year old, and he had, like, sort of, like,
it was not wispy.
And it looked greasy. Like, he tried to put, like, product in it to make it look thicker. And it was, yeah, like, it was not a good look at all. I like him bald.
That is totally, there was no product in my hair.
Well, it was, then you hadn't washed it for a really long time. I could post that picture and people
could
chime in on it.
Basically what it was my hair was getting thin. I used to have rock star hair.
You
be
did?
A rock star.
And then you didn't.
Hi,
Lisa.
It was getting
Sarah.
Thin. And I was big into wrestling for a while. Actually, my whole life, I was big into wrestling up until about 10 years ago. And I was a huge fan of Stone Cold Steve Austin. And we were going to a local, we've got an arena around here, the Knickerbocker Arena. What is it? Times Union Center now, right?
Yeah.
And they were doing like a Monday Night Raw. And I think the headliner was Stone Cold Steve Austin. So everybody dared me because I kind of have his look a little bit with the goatee. Everybody dared me to shave my head. So I'm like, you know, it's going anyway.
And you don't ever dare Rudy to do anything.
No, because I'll do it. I'm ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I shaved it, and I actually liked it, so I just left it like that, and I haven't had hair since.
Oh, that's a good hashtag, Rudy Truth. Love it. I'm so excited about that. So Shannon Breeze, well, I got to write her name down so I don't forget. She wanted to know what made you want to start a Disney group.
I'm late to the party on everything. So I got onto Facebook late because I was one of those people who said, I've got MySpace. Facebook will never make it. That looks stupid. So, obviously, I was wrong again, and Facebook kind of blew up. And we were planning on
– I'm sorry.
Nice. We were planning a trip with our kids, and we hadn't been in a few years. So I thought it would be cool to go and get on a Disney group in Facebook. And I jumped on the biggest one I could find – which I'm not even going to mention the name of the group.
No,
everybody knows which one it is. And I couldn't, like, I liked the people in there. I made a lot of friends through it. But the group itself was just run by a bunch of scammers and idiots. So I had a pretty big following at that time. People thought I was amusing, like a horse's ass.
There are a lot of simple people out there, I guess.
Yeah, so I'm figuring, you know, why not just start my own group, bring the people in that I already enjoy talking to, and we'll just kind of go from there. And it kind of blew up. Rapunzel was a big part of that as well. I caught myself.
For those of you,
if any of you were in the group back in the day, I have a pet rock, and I actually just put it up because it was a joke. There used to be a lot of people who used to go on there with their cat or dog and was like, "Can you please give it a Disney name?" And that used to just annoy me. So I shouldn't say that because then there's probably people in our group like feeling bad that they post that in our group.
Well.
But,
you're a jerk. They'll have to get used to it.
So I ran up to my son's room and grabbed a rock. It was literally a plain rock. Posted it, asked somebody to name that. And somebody came up with a brilliant name, Rapunzel.
Who was that?
I couldn't tell you. I have no idea.
That's awesome.
I should have wrote that down. But, yeah, and it kind of did a couple things. It kind of grew as the months went on.
Mm-hmm.
I decided to put a face on it. But the face I put on it was from another member within the group as an inside joke to myself.
Which nobody else got.
So every time this guy commented on it, it kind of made me giggle a little bit. And then I started stealing our daughter's toys and cutting our daughter's dolls up, and it has kind of progressed.
It was really, really sad and pathetic, like the projects that would go on.
Yeah, I mean, it started at home, but then I was actually like buying dolls in the store. And it looked like Hannibal Lecter's toy shop down here because there'd be like eyeballs sitting around and noses and ears.
It was pretty
messed
up.
Yeah, so that's how that all happened. And
you don't have to stop talking every time I cough. I have a cold. Get over it.
I'm trying to take it in. So that's how it kind of grew from there, and it blew up pretty quickly. I mean, 26,000 people within a little over 2 years is pretty impressive.
He put a lot of work. I mean, it was like a full-time job for him at the beginning. It was a lot of work.
Still a lot of work now.
Yeah, but it's not like – it sort of has a life of its own now, so –
Yeah, I mean, I could step away from the group for days on end.
Yeah.
And, you know, the admins help out and the group members help out.
We have great admins. We really do.
When you have a group – I mean, all the groups are pretty much the same as far as what's posted within there. The thing that sets most of them apart is who's running it and whether people like that person's personality more than another's.
Right.
And that's the one that people kind of stay on and focus more on. So hopefully people like me.
Yeah, but I think also
they really like me.
I think, too, there's something to be said for just, like, keeping the drama out, being really fair, having, like, set rules, and I think we do a really good job of that. Not just you and me, but, like, all of our admins are really, really good about that.
Well, here's one of the things I hated about the other groups was I like to have fun, and I like to joke and do stupid things, but I don't really like to do it at the expense of other people, and that's what most of the other groups do is they find humor in, like, picking on another member, and I don't really like that, so I thought it would be best to just kind of run things the way we do it and do our own group.
Yep. And it's worked out really well so far.
So far, so good.
So far, so good. We have so many good friends now. I just love that.
Yeah, and the funny thing is we've done two short trips recently. We did one in April. Well, April wasn't too short. It was like 9 days.
Yeah, April was like a regular trip. 9 days is not short.
No, it wasn't. It just seemed short because we usually do 12 or 14 days.
Yeah.
And then we did a short one in May. And in the past, after we've done a long trip, I'm ready for a break from Disney. Like,
yeah.
You know, I'll wait till the next November and I'm fine. But I found, like, I'm missing it. Like, I didn't have – when we got back in May, I could have went back again next month or the month after that.
Yeah, I feel like now it's more like I miss the people. Like,
yeah.
I love them when we go down there and we get to, like, see everybody and catch up. I mean, like, I talk to a lot of – like, my friends from the Disney group, I talk to them a lot anyway.
Right.
But it's just – it's different to actually, like, be able to give them a hug and have a drink with them and hang out. And it's just –
Well, yeah, because Disney initially was, you know, Haunted Mansion and Splash Mountain
right.
and all that good stuff. And, you know, not that it gets old, but, you know, once you've done it, you've done it. There's no
yeah.
big surprise anymore. But now it's more about, like, going down and seeing our friends. And not that we hang with people a lot, but it's nice to run into people all the time. It's nice to
yeah.
have those little short meetings. Or,
well,
you know,
the meetups are just, like,
they're so much fun.
They're such a whirlwind, and they always go by so fast, but they're always so, like... I can't even think of the word. Like,
come on, think of it.
No, I mean, it's always just so much fun and so, like, you, almost like you don't want it to end.
Yeah,
yeah.
True.
Yep.
So I'm jonesing to get back down there, but I'm not a big fan of summertime for the heat, the crowds, all that nonsense. So as much as I do miss it, I will be fine until September.
Yeah, well, and we usually have a lot of stuff going on in the summertime here anyway, so.
Yeah, without a doubt. Another question?
I've always said that we should do, like, a meetup here.
Yeah, we've talked about that.
We
want
the crazies at our house.
Well, we were talking about doing a Yankee Stadium thing because that's more – we have a lot of people down in the city that are in the group.
Yeah.
And to pick a location that's a little more central, like New York City, and to have a big venue like Yankee Stadium, I think that would be a lot of fun to buy a
mm-hmm.
block of tickets. And I know there's a lot of people that hate the Yankees, but they could go and root against them. And
yeah, I guess it would just be hard to, like, really – like. Talk and stuff at something like that.
Yeah, it's baseball. There's a lot of breaks in between.
No.
We could go to the bar afterwards.
We could. We could see. I'm just trying to see if anybody else has questions or anything. Do any of you guys have any more questions about anything?
You guys want to win that poster, you got to get a question in.
We've got 7 people in the running so far. And if you had a question and I missed it, please post it again.
Repost it. I think those posters are fairly rare.
They
only gave them away during opening day, so.
If we give it away on eBay, or if you give it away on eBay, then we're going to be mad. Not you, the winner.
Oh, then I would be upset.
Yeah,
I hope that,
Hey, Ashley.
We put a lot of money into the stuff that we give away, whether it be pins or stickers or tattoos. And I'm hope if you guys win something, it's something you really want. If you don't want it, please don't take it. Because there are a lot of people that really do appreciate that stuff. And I saw a few pics of cars today that had our Crazy for Disney window stickers on them, which was cool. And I know the kids love the tattoos.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm kind of looking forward to giving
them
away.
Mark wants to know if we want to move to Florida.
No.
We've talked about maybe doing the snowbird thing when we're older and
how much older can
retired.
I get? If I get much older, I'll be dead. Here's the thing with Florida. We love it down there, and we have a lot of, I shouldn't say a lot of family, but we have family that's slowly migrating down that way. My aunt is a cast member. My nephew's a cast member. And then we have various family that's right in the Orlando area. So when we go down there, not only do we get to see our friends and family from the group, but we get to see our actual family when we go down. So it does draw us a little bit for that aspect. And the thought of being able to go to Disney Springs when you want, or to be to check out Disney whenever you want, is kind of cool. But summertime in Florida, I'm not down for that. No. I'd rather just go down in the winter. Can you make me enough money so we can do that? We can be snowbirds? No? Maybe.
Don't you feel like emasculated when
no.
you say things like that?
No.
I'm embarrassed for you yet again. All right. Like three or four people ask questions at the same time, so I'm trying to like
scroll down.
Shannon Whitmire wants to know why you pick on McKee. She said she's kidding though. Renee wants to know what time is the meetup? I'm not answering that. I know. That's why she said LOL. I'm just like reading these and then like understanding that they're just jokes. Sarah Cosby wants to know how long we've been pass holders.
Oh, geez. I think we've been we went down in 2011 as a family. I'm big on saving money, so I'll do whatever I can to save money. I think we did 2 years without the pass holders, so we've been pass holders since 2013. That would be what? Let me do the math. 7 years? No.
No.
5 years.
Pass holders?
Yeah.
Has it been that long?
Yeah. So, you know, I looked into it. We have property down in Florida. So we are Florida residents. So I think a Florida resident pass costs us like $450 for the year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were on one trip, we were spending close to $700 a person. So it saved us a ton of money. We do that. We have Tables in Wonderland. We do the Target gift cards to pay for everything to save us another 5%. So we like to be as thrifty as we can, because when we're down there, we spend money.
Yeah.
Yeah, we eat at good restaurants.
We like to eat good food when we're there.
So we have to go out of our way to make sure that we save money so that we can do 3-4 trips a
mm-hmm.
year. So we do it like we used to. We do it once a year.
Jennifer, no, we are not DVC members. We've thought about maybe trading in our timeshare and doing that, but we haven't quite gotten there yet.
We used to rent DVC points through the DVC rental store.
That worked out really well, actually.
Which is a phenomenal. I know some people use David's as well. We just picked the DVC rental store because I think it might have been the first one I looked at. They were, like, super helpful. The owner of the group, Paul Little, is in our group. I said the owner of the group. Paul Little is in our group, and he runs a really great business, and they really help you out quite a bit. I was a little freaked out the first time we did it, though, because you give them all this money, and it doesn't show up on your reservations right away. It takes like a day for your reservations to go through. So for that first day, because I'm like, this is too good to be true. You're paying one third the price. I sweat for like a day waiting to see that reservation
go through. I know.
But what we did was we had an aunt that owned property in Kissimmee, a beautiful timeshare. It's a Vacation Village of Parkway. The rooms are at least twice the size of
they're amazing.
The ones at Disney. And, it's cheap. It's so much cheaper than Disney is.
We
free
save
parking.
So much money down there.
They have free transportation. So we just prefer doing that over DVC. I do miss the Animal Kingdom Lodge
because
I did like looking at the animals in the morning and stuff. But for the money we're saving, it's well worth it.
I'm going to challenge you to answer these questions in 30 seconds or less.
All right, go for it.
Okay. So, and I think I missed a couple. Lisa wants to know what our favorite Disney resort is.
I just answered it. Animal Kingdom Lodge. But we did stay at Art of Animation the very first year it opened, and we did love that resort, but we almost died there.
Yeah, we got a really bad stomach bug. I didn't like the room, but I liked the resort. Like, I liked the
Yeah, we loved
area.
Walking around and
yep.
seeing the pool. The pools are gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
All the theming around the resort is amazing. The one big issue we had with it was some of the rooms, we were in the Little Mermaid rooms. They are so far from the bus stop. And not to be gross, but
Oh, my God. 30 seconds or less, Rudy.
Well, no, I just wanted to say real quick, we were sick. one night. Well, we were sick a bunch of nights. But I got out of the taxi, and I had to make it to the room, and I had to use the bathroom bad. The walk from that bus stop to that room was like the death march. It was the worst thing of all time. So, yeah, you will walk a little bit.
All right.
That was within 30 seconds.
This is stressful.
Don't be stressed.
Well, yeah, but you talk too much. All right. Linda wants to know what our favorite spot in Epcot is. I love the World Showcase. I don't even have a favorite country. I could spend like weeks in the World Showcase just eating and like drinking and relaxing.
Yeah, I mean, we're foodies, so the restaurants in Epcot are definitely one of our favorites. Ride-wise, it's a little light. We do love like Test Track and you know, the Frozen ride. But the other stuff, I could take it or leave it. I think we spent half a day at Epcot last time.
Yeah. I do like the Seas area.
Yeah.
I know that, like, the restaurant, what is it, Coral Reef, it doesn't always have, like, the greatest food, but it's not terrible. And I just think it's the coolest atmosphere in there.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah. I don't know. I love all of Epcot. Like, I love it. All right.
That was within 30 seconds.
Yep. Well, I have to be able to talk sometimes, too. I think I missed another one. Sorry, guys, just bear with me for a minute. I thought that there was another one. Yeah. Nobody wants to look at you.
Nobody wants to see that.
Oh, Shane wanted to know what I collect. I don't really collect anything, Shane. I guess I collect jobs. I'm a workaholic. Like, I have a full-time job in marketing. And then, what?
Can you just hold the desk
yes,
for one second?
I can.
I'll be right
freedom,
there.
I can actually talk for a while. So I have a full-time job in marketing for an education company. I have a health and wellness business. What else do? I just started my own podcast. I have a blog. I do a lot of things, so I don't have time to collect anything. And I have Rudy and the kids. So, yeah, I'm not really into collecting things. I'm a workaholic. Like, I'm always doing something.
I'm the collector.
All right, let me see. Go away. Everyone was glad that you left.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Why isn't Rudy on camera? We couldn't fit both of us, and we decided that I was the better option. There he is. Favorite park, Sarah, for me is Epcot. Although, it's gotten hard. Like, the more we go, it's gotten harder for me to pick a favorite anything.
My favorite is still Magic Kingdom. And the reason is because it's got the biggest nostalgia factor for me. Because I'm old.
Yeah, but I think that's going to change when Star Wars.
Yeah, that will change.
Yeah, I think that's going to change a lot. Lisa, we like Soarin', but, I mean, we haven't really been on it the past couple of trips. It's so hard to get on.
We didn't. If it's a toss-up because they
we have to choose between that and Test Track, and we
always
much prefer
Test Track.
Test Track, yeah.
And I do enjoy Soarin', but... I don't know. It's not as thrilling as Test Track.
Soarin' was awesome, like, the first time we did it.
The one thing that does bug me is when you fly over France, if you're off to the side, the Eiffel Tower's jacked up Eiffel Tower. Yeah, Epcot needs some rides. You've got Guardians of the Galaxy going in, so that's going to be cool.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that'll change once Guardians of the Galaxy gets in there.
Ashley wants to know our thoughts on Pixar Pier.
Pixar Pier. We've never gone to Disneyland. I'm afraid to fly. Like, I'm not really good with going to Florida, but that's only a 2.5-hour flight,
mm-hmm.
and I take drugs for it now, anxiety pills. I do think it looks incredible. Yeah, see what I did there?
Yeah.
I would like to check it out. I think we're going to go and try to plan a trip next year, catch a Rams game, and finally check out Disneyland, because not only for Pixar Pier, the Cars ride, I'm dying to get on. And I would love to go back and do some of the old school stuff that's not around in Disney World anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to do Mr. Toad's and Snow White's Scary Adventure. So yeah, I'm dying to get over there. It'll be next year. Doing it next year.
We'll see. We'll see about that.
Whatever.
Jennifer said liquid courage. Somebody else, I think it was Mary Ruth. Hold on,
I do have 4 free drinks on Southwest.
You do?
Might be 5.
I thought it was 4.
No.
Mary Ruth wants to know if we're excited about Toy Story Land. We did talk about that. I think you hopped on a little late, Mary Ruth. We did talk about that a little bit, but yes, we are very excited.
I'm more excited for the area than I am for the rides.
I'm excited to see it. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like,
I honestly could care less about the alien space saucer spin.
You know what's funny, though? Like, as much as we were looking forward to Pandora, we were kind of like, eh, it's sort of weird that they're doing that. And then that's, like, one of our favorite areas now. We were, like, just in awe when we went in there. So maybe they'll be the same with Toy Story. But I am looking forward to it.
I'm excited to do it at night more than during the day.
Yeah.
I'm more of a night guy when it comes to all the parks.
And life.
And life.
Rudy's like an up all night, sleep all day kind of guy.
There's something about the parks when they're all lit up and stuff. It's amazing. So I'm definitely more of an evening guy for any of the parks, including Pandora and Toy Story Land.
Sorry, I'm trying to keep up with questions.
Sorry.
Well, I mean, you gave me this job, so.
Well, we have 9 minutes left.
Okay, so we can take, why don't we say two more questions?
Sure.
Well, we have, here's one, and then we'll take two more. Sarah wants to know what your favorite girly drink is. Lapu-Lapu?
Yeah, the Lapu-Lapu. As a matter of fact, the last vacation we took, the first restaurant we went to, the first place we went to was Kona Cafe, and I got myself a big old Lapu-Lapu. But my go-to drink is Magical Star Cocktail because they have it everywhere.
Mm-hmm. So what's your go-to home drink, like when we're just home and drinking?
It switches. It's always got Malibu Black, but it can either be pineapple juice, orange juice, or Dr. Pepper. That's my home drink. Well, lately, I've been drinking Mike's Hard Lemonade like a girly guy as well.
And I've been drinking seltzer like it's nobody's business.
Yeah, Danielle hasn't had any alcohol.
Let me think, what week am I on? This is my 8th week of
even on
alcohol.
Vacation.
Even on vacation.
Yeah, you were hardcore. No rolls, no alcohol.
Nope.
So what I did is I ate your rolls and
he ate everything
alcohol.
For me.
To pair you.
And imagine that I still had a good time without hogging out.
Yeah, I had a better time, though.
No, I don't think so.
You didn't have those dinner rolls that I had. If you've ever been to Kona Cafe, they have the best dinner rolls there. Oh, my God, they're amazing. Oh, and the pretzel bread at La Cellier. Oh, man, I don't even want to get
I had one of the whole grain rolls, and that was really good.
Yeah, Danielle said something that you will never hear out of my mouth. This salad was amazing.
Oh, my God. The salad that I got at Brown Derby was so good, you guys. It was, like, it had strawberries and feta.
It was lettuce.
It was really good.
Oh, thank you.
Grow up.
What was the other question?
Let me see.
You said you would take one more.
Well, I said I would take two more, but I don't
take two more, then.
Wait.
You need a bigger screen. I should have put it up on the other one, but I don't know if that'll work well with Blog Talk Radio.
No, I think that's probably it. If
you guys want to squeeze one more question, hurry up. We've got 7 minutes.
7 minutes.
Or I'll cut you off and I'll just go on the podcast for 7 minutes yapping.
Ugh, please. Hey, La Quinta. Why is Rudy hiding? Do you really want to look at him?
Yeah, La Quinta's in timeout right now. She's,
why?
She's been shunned.
I have to say, La Quinta is increasingly becoming one of my favorite people just because she gives it right back to you. I love that.
She can't give anything back to me now because she's shunned.
She's not shunned by me.
Shunned by me.
Nope. Give it to me then. Linda hadn't had alcohol for 8 weeks either. See?
That's crazy.
It's not crazy.
Fun with Flags. I used to love Fun with Flags.
Oh, my God. We should do that.
Do an actual Fun with Flags episode.
Oh, my God, we need, like, a thing back here, right? Like a, what do you call that, like an easel?
Yeah, that pineapple butter at Kona, I think it's got pineapple, and it's got some sort of nut in there, too. What kind of nut would that be? Macadamia?
Yeah, I think it was macadamia. Shannon is asking what made us decide to start Crazies. We did answer that earlier, Shannon, so if you go back and watch this from the beginning, Rudy answered that. Christy wants to know what's our favorite monorail or ferry. I love the ferry.
Yeah, well, there's a couple reasons for that. We just enjoy taking the ferry, and not just the ferry. We actually like taking the small boats over to the Polynesian and over to the Grand Floridian. Mm-hmm. The other reason why we kind of stay off the monorail is because they break down. And, like, my worst fear in life is being stuck on a monorail for, like, 40 minutes.
Yeah, that would suck.
That would be brutal.
But I do. I enjoy the ferry. Like, I just think it's, like, pretty, and it's, like...
You get the breeze. And it's kind of a slower crawl into the Magic Kingdom and look at the castle. I definitely prefer the ferry over the monorail. Although, last time we were there, one of our members, who is also a monorail pilot, played our podcast intro for me over the horn. Kind of half-assed, but he did.
It was cool, though. You have it, don't you?
I have it on video, yeah.
All right, we should probably wrap it up. But Quinta said that you're mean, and I agree. And I think it's funny that she called you Rudia.
Rudia.
Because it's Medea, right? Not Medea.
All right,
you said Medea. No, let's not get into a whole thing.
Well, hold on 1 second. You're a big La Quinta fan.
Yep.
Will you tell her that the Medea movies are probably the worst things on the planet?
I mean, I've never watched them, so I can't really speak
You've
to it. They look, they do kind of look dumb. But
stupid.
I can't really say anything without ever watching them.
Yeah, it's awful. But yeah, we actually, somebody had mentioned about the monorails one more time. We saw recently where they were kicking out the windows because it did get stuck and it was getting stuffy. I mean, summertime, the heat must get brutal. They're stopped. Because when they stop, the air conditioning goes down. So you're just sitting there in stagnant air. And the monorails don't always smell great to begin with.
No, they don't. And as you get stuck.
What is that from? Is it from people not bathing?
It's from people.
Or somebody peeing in the corner?
It's not even just from people not bathing, but it's people are out in the like hot Florida muggy weather.
Yeah.
And then they're in an enclosed space.
It just creates a little stank.
Yeah.
Yeah, and can you imagine, not only that, you've got the heat.
Well, and then there are people who aren't great with hygiene.
And you probably got crying kids.
Yep.
So, I mean, they
and
kick
diapers.
Out a, like, kick out a window just to get, like, some ventilation, but then you're still stuck there for 40 minutes.
They smell like pee.
They really do. Like, if they're going to do a monorail candle, it would have to smell a little bit like pee. B.O.
I think we should watch a Medea movie just to, like...
I tried to. There was one on the other night on, like, Stars.
Yeah.
And I watched about 10 minutes of it. And I'm not even sure which one it was. But it was, like, the worst crap I've ever seen in my life. And, like, to keep making, like, the same movie over and over again, which is, like, you know, Medea goes Christmas, Medea's in Halloween, Medea goes to jail, Medea cooks pineapple. I mean, it's just the same crap over and over again. It's brutal.
Yep.
But we're going to kill the live feed. Everybody's got their questions in?
Yeah, you guys can always send us more if you want.
Danny will go and look over the entries and pick one winner, and I will announce it tomorrow.
I'm going to pick it. I don't want anyone to be mad at me.
Just randomly. Have our daughter pick it, then.
Okay.
Our daughter will pick one. I'll announce it tomorrow. And maybe we'll do a second winner, too. Second place, we'll get a bag with pins and tattoos.
Cool.
We'll have two winners.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Increase your chances. But let's kill the live feed and wrap things up on the podcast.
Hi, guys. Love you guys.
As far as the podcast goes, we will probably try to get one in on Sunday.
It's such a stupid thing. All right, bye, guys.
We're going to try to get in another podcast on Sunday night, I believe.
Oh, shoot.
I'm
never getting out of here.
Yeah, she's stuck. Danny
and
technology.
Well, no, because somebody messaged me and, like, it won't disappear now. Can't get it to go away. Just shut up. Lord. It, like, seriously will not go away. Oh, it ended, I think.
You good?
I don't know. Just keep talking.
All right, so before we go, I'm going to mention Bill Murphy's driving service one more time. Go over to either Bill Murphy on Facebook or go into his group to Florida and Beyond.
Florida Vacation.
Beyond?
Vacation to Disney and Beyond.
Something like that. He's got a couple months left, like October, November, December. If you're looking for a ride, he'll cart you from the airport to Disney or from your hotel to Disney. I've seen him go to Cape Canaveral to drop people off for the cruises. He's very reasonably priced and very reliable. So get a hold of him, and he will hook you up. Definitely better than an Uber or a taxi, and it's also cheaper.
Froze my phone.
You broke it. No, it's going now. You good?
I guess. I don't know.
I can't remember what the other thing was I was going to mention.
I don't know.
But anyway, we will see you guys probably Sunday, and you guys have a good night.
Bye.
Bye, guys.